I was born into a rigorously Catholic family. Not a harsh in its belief, but genuine, especially my mother. Yet this religion did not take root in me with serious conviction. As I grew, and until in my mid-teens, I had a revival, but it did not last, because it was more about the brother and sisterhood than belief in Prophet Isa as the Messiah and the Son of God. My interest waned as I grew to know the corruption of the official church, and my interest in justice and communism, the pure anarchist form, grew. The Pope's support of evil people like Pinochet, the brutal dictator of Chile, and Noriega, some the same but from Panama, and his opposition to liberation theology as the preferential option for the poor. Simply put, a genuine religion from God would oppose oppression as immoral, even if inevitable. But the Pope did not do this. And still does not. So I fell into a state of complete kufr, or disbelief, atheism. What appeals most to me about Islam is that although it is based on faith, as the true religion must be, it is faith based in reason, not just emotion. What Allah and his Rasul, or Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tells us to believe makes sense. We are told, no, ordered to examine Islam, to find faults if we can, and also to find reasons to believe, not just accept what priests or other intermediaries invent or interpret. And some of these miracles, I just got notes here now. There's one about waves upon waves and the water being kept separate. And this is true. And I knew this from reading about submarines trying to enter the Mediterranean during the war and things like that. And it affected how they did this. And this is something we've only discovered this century through going under the water in machines. And yet it was written and spoken over 1,400 years ago. This impressed me. The shape of the earth is described with a word that means flat, spread out, shaped like an egg. And when viewed from space, this is what the earth looks like. It's not exactly like an egg, but it's not a sphere either. The rotation pushes it towards the poles, and this is what it looks like. And this was said over 1,400 years ago, and this is something we've only known since we sent monkeys into space. And one of the most amazing of all, the development of the human being just after conception is described in very good detail. And this is something that could only be discovered with the invention of the microscope, which again is very recent. In closing, I will touch on a few points that I've discovered since becoming a Muslim. Once you become a Muslim, every other Muslim in the world is your brother or sister. And this really means something. You will meet complete strangers in the street, willing to take the jacket off their backs for you if they think you need it. This has actually happened to me. I had to stop the man from taking his clothes off his back because it was cold. If I didn't just live half a block away, he would still insist on giving it to me. Others you will sit down with and talk to about the greatness of Allah, while one of you buys the others lunch or tea. As complete strangers, you've just met, and 30 seconds later you're sitting down and buying each other lunch and talking about the most beautiful thing in your life and competing to give hospitality to each other. If you have any problems, you can share them with willing and interested friends. Something a lot of us can't say, even for those, you know, non-believers, as I was, you know, you have good friends, but after a while, people don't want to hear the same problem again and again. Strangers will open their doors to you just because you are Muslim.